Welcome back to another episode of the Oklahoma Today podcast. With us today, it's Greg Elwell. That's me, your web editor and editor-in-chief, Nathan Gunner.
Hello.
And we are bringing you once again the best in Oklahoma for another week. We are joined this week by Ashley Neal with localfarmok.com. And we want to talk a little bit about how her company is connecting farmers and consumers for fresh food in a time when we all really, really need some fresh food.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hi.
Absolutely. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having me on. Nice to meet you guys.
You too.
So tell us a little bit about what was the impetus behind even kind of getting into farm fresh foods?
Local Farm OK was born about 5 years ago, a little bit more than that, actually. My husband and I are not farmers by trade. I could not keep anything alive plant-wise if my life depended on it. But my husband has always had this knack for farming. I used to call it pretend farming. And we used to be in manufacturing. We had an aircraft component manufacturing company. We always had the FAA in our office yelling at us, why are our planes on the ground? And as we had children, my husband was like, how can I get out of this? This is such a stressful, terrible business to be in. We were constantly putting out fires. Even if it wasn't our problem, we were blamed for it. It was just not a good lifestyle. During that time, we had a ranch that we would go to every weekend, and it was the only time I saw a smile on my husband's face when he was on his tractor with his cowboy hat on, drinking a beer, being like pretend farming. So he decided that he wanted to sell the company and perhaps give farming a try, which I'm like, okay. Sure. But he did. We sold the company at a really good time, and it kind of funded our life to explore the farming realm. At that time, there were people, kind of these urban farms were new and up and coming. And what my husband did was he took his manufacturing experience and knowledge and reverse engineered a bunch of growing systems and built 60,000 square feet of amazing greenhouse space and decided he wanted to start growing lettuce. And at that point, it wasn't like we didn't want to see the local farm or this. At that point, it was called Sage Farms, which Sage is still in operation. But we didn't want to see the Sage Farm salad on the menu anywhere, really. We were really wanting to grow good quality greens and sell it in bulk to hospitals. But at that point, we realized that the middleman was very alive and well in the produce world too, and that they were our enemy there, just like they were in manufacturing, because, you know, in order to get our stuff to the hospitals and to these bigger accounts, we were going to have to deal with these middlemen because they were manipulating all the contracts. And half the time when our stuff would get to the end user, it was bad or it had been sitting in a shelf in a corner of a cooler forever. And the integrity of the product had diminished. But then again, at the end of the day, we were still looking bad. Even though we were doing what we wanted to do, we couldn't be in control of the situation. So that's when Local Farm came into play, because we're like, how can we get what we're growing to the consumer and get rid of these people? So the reason we called it Local Farm is because we knew that we weren't going to be able to grow everything for the consumer. People were going to want a little more variety. I mean, our lettuce is amazing, but people are going to want more than just lettuce. So we called it Local Farm so it wouldn't just be the spotlight on us, because it's just us with a bunch of local farms and now a bunch of local, so many different types of things that we actually support.
Well, and so the service, for those who don't know, it's kind of like a subscription service where you are distributing some produce from various different local farms, and that is dropped off on people's doorsteps once a week or once every 2 weeks, and so it's all really good seasonal stuff. Talk a little bit about kind of how you guys came to the idea of not just cutting out the middleman, but like literally delivering the product right to the consumer.
We My husband is an amazing builder of business, and he's really good at logistics. I mean, if anyone's starting a business, they want a Ben Neal in their back pocket. I mean, he's really, he's so resourceful and innovative, and he almost has, he has this incredible foresight to see how something could be successful. Again, that's not something that I possess. I'm a creator in the kitchen. I love to cook. I love to share my tips. I love pretty things. So there's a room for me and there's space for me in this company too, thankfully. But Ben just, it wasn't being done here, and he saw a need, and you know, that's how we started our company, because there's, you know, there's so many awesome CSAs around Oklahoma, and we love, you know, and, you know, healthy competition is good, and we're not looking to oust anyone. There's enough produce around that everyone can be doing this and everybody can still be successful. But there was just no one doing that delivering piece. So we took on that logistical nightmare, and, but we've actually turned, you know, because delivering is hard and routing is hard and getting it to someone's doorstep, it's costly. It's a whole nother branch. You have to have a fleet of trucks. You have to have employees. I had to stop, try to deliver some things one day for things that had been misdelivered. And it is, even though you have a device telling you how to do it, it is a challenging position. So Ben just saw a need, and he trained people, and he put, you know, things in place. And it's awesome, because now more than ever, people want to get this delivery at home. It kind of, when we started this 5 years ago, it wasn't really something that was seen as a necessity. But now, I mean, with all the Grubhubs and the Instacarts and all of that, it seems to be the wave of the future. And then obviously now with COVID, people not wanting to leave or not able to leave, it's a really great thing that our service does this. But, you know, since we are locally owned and privately owned, and, you know, we don't charge huge fees for delivery. There is not even a delivery fee on our order for our customers. When people sign up, they pay a membership fee, which is a nominal $16 a year. That covers delivery fees for a year. And it's really just an administrative cost. And then someone pays an $8 cooler bag deposit. And after that, it's just the product that you're getting, which is $19.99 a bag or up.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I got to say, the value that I've seen in these bags is crazy. I really do. I think if anybody took what they were getting in one of these bags and went to the grocery store and tried to price it out, you'd be paying more for food that I don't think is as good, you know, as you're getting with the local farm stuff. And you guys are really great about shouting out who is providing it, where it's coming from, which I think is so important for people these mm-hmm. days, is to know where your food is coming from. And unfortunately, most grocery stores, supermarkets, you don't get that.
Yeah, and it's important for people to know where their food is coming from. But it's also important for people to understand, you know, because yes, that's one of our big things, is extending the cost savings to people. Since we don't have a storefront, it's the cost savings that we can extend to people is huge. And what most people don't realize, unless you own a grocery store, having produce, in order to be a successful grocery store, you have to have produce in there. That's what draws people in there. But that is also the number one loss of every grocery store, because of the spoilage. And the way that we buy, because we're buying based on orders, we still have spoilage, and things come in bad and we have to scramble. It's life, it's produce, it's a fleeting commodity. But yeah, I mean, we are able to keep our costs at a bare minimum, also because we have a set bag every week. We let people know what it's going to be a week in advance. But we keep our focus, and you know, with a focus and with low overhead, we're able to get people an awesome quality product that's going to taste better and it's going to last longer, because it is picked so closer to your door at a more affordable rate. I mean, it's not a magical miracle. It is a reality. It's just the way that we do business.
Well, and I would say that the one thing that the only drawback that I have seen, I think, is that it's what's fresh, local, seasonal in many cases. And so, yeah, if you are the kind of person who is going to the grocery store with a very specific list, it needs to be this, 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 and this, you know, yeah, you're this is not maybe going to be perfect for you, but for people who are much more interested in the quality of the food and can be versatile. One thing that I love is opening it up and being like, oh, fresh cranberries, you know, okay, well, what are we going to do with this? Or there were some turnips in this last one, which is not something that I cook a lot of, but I was
like, cut them up and roast them. They're so good.
Exactly. Right. But, yes. But that's just it. It's one of those things that I don't, I don't go to the store and buy turnips. That's a thing with me. It's one of my many quirks, born in August. I don't like lima beans. I don't buy a lot of turnips. That said, when they showed up, I was like, I know that these can be great. I want to figure out how to cook them. And I really feel like maybe this is going to be a thing for me going forward is, hey, maybe I'm a turnip guy now. Maybe I fell off the turnip truck at just the right time.
Now you're getting back on it.
That's right. Yeah.
And I love hearing your experience. That's awesome, because that's the whole thing. Yes, you're completely right. This is not the service for people that have a list of things they have to get every week. This might be an ancillary service to supplement that. Maybe when you're wanting to go off the list, but we provide a recipe each week inspired by the contents of the bag. And then we have a very extensive
recipe. That's cool.
As well, because we want people, you may not know you like turnips until now, because now you've got this recipe. And the thing as well, eggplant scares so many people.
But love eggplants.
People just look right back and be like, I now love eggplant. Thanks to you, you know?
Yeah.
You know what's funny too? I think this is so handy, especially in this pandemic time, because I feel like meal planning has become so important, because you don't want to, because it's easy to get into the I'll just stop on the way home and get something or, whatever. But now it's like, okay, we're going to the store on Sunday, at least in my house for all the quarantine. It's like, we're going to the store on Sunday and that's when we're going to the store. So we need to know what we're making to some degree this week so we can plan that trip appropriately. You can't be as kind of scattershot in the grocery store. So I love this because you can just take care of that part of your meal planning, and the including the recipes is so handy.
Yeah.
Cause you're right. I would get some things and be like, it looks wonderful, but I don't know what to do with it.
And it really, when you taste some of this stuff, it's the same way, our good friends at Urban Agrarian, who we love, and so many of the other, local farmers that we love to support. But I think maybe one issue for a lot of people, I know this is, not everyone lives in the food culture the way that I do. But I think there are a lot of people who they drive through Oklahoma, they see a lot of farmland, but they never make that connection of how does this farmer's food get to me? Where, and then you go to the grocery store and maybe people think, oh, well, this tomato, maybe this tomato came from a local farm. No, it came from Mexico. This was shipped out from California and it came, it was 2 weeks ago and it was picked too early. And that's why your tomato tastes like cardboard. Unless, you're getting something that it's grown fresh. It's local. It was picked at when it was time to be picked, not when it was time to be shipped. And so you were talking about your lettuce. Oh my gosh. I mean, I don't know maybe you want to make a salad. Totally fine. That's, I've heard of that. I've heard of salads that aren't mayonnaise based. I haven't tried them, but I've heard of them. But when it comes to I'm making a sandwich. Oh man. So I've got all this great roasted turkey for a leftover from Thanksgiving. And now here is this sheaf basically of super crisp, really flavorful lettuce. And it blows your mind when you're eating this stuff and you're like, I thought I knew what lettuce tasted like, And then you taste this and you're like, oh no. Lettuce actually has flavor and it can be really great. And it's one of those things where you realize, oh, this is maybe why some of the food that I'm tasting in the restaurants tastes better than my version at home is because the ingredients they're getting are different. And being able to have those farm fresh ingredients makes a huge difference. When your husband kind of jumped into this venture and started growing things, was there anything that you had not had before or that he started growing that has become a favorite? Is there anything that you kind of recommend to the people that was kind of your first try?
I'll say all the, you know, the turnips, the beets, the radishes, things like that. Gooseberries, that was a new one.
Ooh, yum.
Yeah, or ground cherries, which is a version of gooseberry. Yeah, I've always been a foodie at heart. But yeah, no, there's definitely been some ingredients that I normally would not have picked out that I, you know, have to create a recipe with, and it's been super fun. Super fun.
Part of the reason we're talking to you right now is that Local Farm OK was initially available in the Tulsa area. And just a few weeks ago, you guys expanded to Oklahoma City. So are there plans to continue expansion throughout the state, or right now is it really, just kind of the big metro areas?
Yes. Well, we obviously are driven by demand, and I'm a huge enabler. So for me, I'm like, you want it, we'll get it to you. Don't worry about it. But we would lose money on everything if I were in charge of the finances. My husband is super smart with sustainably growing. We sustainably grow in reality. And then obviously
awesome. Business,
we're really big. He's super big on, he's like, no, let's don't, put the cart before the horse. Let's do this right. And, since we started, people have been saying, we want an Oklahoma City. And we kept putting it to the side because it just wasn't the right time. We used to have a really big wellness program that we work with big companies here and would deliver to the companies because the wellness culture is such a huge deal. But when COVID happened and companies stopped going in, it kind of freed up our time with that. So it was like, okay, we can do Oklahoma City now. So at first, we had Oklahoma City, Edmond, Norman, Moore, all of that. And my husband's like, no, we're not going to be successful if we just open it like that. We've got to start in the middle and then we'll grow from there. So that's kind of what we're doing. And it just, he knows what he's, I don't question him. He gets it. I just say yes. And I'm just thankful that, this, like I said earlier, this has been so wonderful to see people using our service and this PR launch in Oklahoma City. I'm a huge believer in growing relationships and supporting local families and companies. And an expansion to Oklahoma City isn't just expanding our product there, but it's also partnering with new companies that we can deliver their product to their favorite people in Oklahoma City, but also bring those products back to Tulsa and let Tulsa people give them a try and vice versa. So I love that part of my job.
And
you're healing the Turnpike Divide.
That's right.
Is what you're doing.
I'm trying.
and in addition to the, there's two bags. There's the regular bag, and then there's the big bag, which has a couple more products in it. But then you can also, you guys have a list of products that are available as add-ons if people want them from Made in Oklahoma companies.
Correct. Yes, you're right. We have the farm bag, which is the locally focused bag. And then we have the variety bag, which is that bag with two additional items that are obviously from well outside of our borders. And we did that because people wanted more variety. They were saying, we don't want to go to the grocery store. Give us some fruit. Give us some extra things. So we had to, we did a lot of research. We have some awesome partners that we get things in from. And now with the addition of Flower Child in Oklahoma City, it really opened up. Their people that supply their stuff are awesome. And so they're now able to bring us stuff, which is great. Yeah, super great. But yes, we partner. We have local meat, eggs, dairy, awesome cheeses, honeys, dog biscuits, cookies, seasonings. It really is the farmer's market delivered to your door. And there are local stories behind this, local families. And, COVID has stopped a lot of people's ability to get their goods to people because, shows shut down, events shut down. So now more than ever, it's been really awesome to partner with these awesome companies to give them another outlet to get their product to the end user.
That's great. So anyone who's interested, it's localfarmok.com, right?
Yep, that's it. It's super user friendly. You visit the site, you sign up there. We want it all to be very customer driven. So you manage what you get. You can only get a bag when you want it. It is a subscription-based service, but as long as you follow the cutoff each Thursday at midnight, you can remove your bag if you don't want like what's coming the next week, or you can change your bag up or do add-ons. It's super user-friendly and super fun.
I love that you can, if you're like, not this week, I'm going out of town, I'm, you know, I've got three, you know, like I do, like we'll do a lot of like, oh, we're eating at my parents' house, because our bubble is like the two of us in my house and my parents, and that's it. So some weeks it's like, let's only buy dinner for 3 days because we're going to be down there or whatever. So I love this. What a cool thing.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm sending this. I'm going to look into this because I think this is a great thing for us.
Well, Ashley, thank you so much for taking some time, and meeting with us today. We really did love talking to you, and we hope to hopefully you'll let us know when more expansion takes place, and maybe we can have you back on.
Absolutely. I'd love to. I love chatting with you guys and getting to know you, and I hope to see you all soon.
All right. Well, that was awfully great getting to talk to Ashley. And now we are joined by managing editor Carly Ibarra for our weekly try to crack each other up with the events section. If you don't live in Shawnee, you are A, missing out, and B, like more than 99% of the human race. But that 99% can still visit Shawnee for the Two Sisters Winter Crafts Fair, December 12th and 13th at the Expo Center, to shop for gifts for more than 50 vendors. Admission is free, but looky-loos beware. It's awfully hard to stare down one-of-a-kind locally made goods without buying a little something. Visit facebook.com/twosistersfleamarket for more details.
It'd be weird if 99% of humanity did show up for that. We'd have 7 billion people in Shawnee.
That's too many people in Shawnee.
The line
unpopular is opinion.
Nuts.
I just don't know if they're going to have enough crafts.
What about arts? They can't run out of arts.
No, there's plenty of that to go around. What you got for us, Carly?
If your kids are screaming because they're bored and your bank account is sobbing because it's as empty as the rest of us inside, the Gathering Place is here to offer a flicker of hope. Much more than a flicker, in fact, as the Tulsa Park will be transformed into a radiant winter wonderland. From December 18th through January 3rd, visitors can ride a holiday train, listen to strolling carolers, enjoy festive food, and even get a photo with Santa, all for free. Call 918-779-1000 or visit gatheringplace.org for more info.
You know, when Greg sent me my event that he asked me to write, it immediately brought to mind the movie Steel Magnolias. Do you guys know the movie Steel Magnolias?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So there's a scene in that movie where one of the opening scenes, they're at a wedding, and they're watching some lady dance on the dance floor, and Olympia Dukakis leans over to Dolly Parton and says, "It looks like two pigs fighting under a blanket." And when I thought of that line, I thought, how wonderful that Olympia Dukakis never saw me dance, because I think she'd probably describe it as something like, if you made a fitted sheet out of ham and filled it with month-old melted butter and put a pizza crust in there, took the wings off two pelicans and put them inside it to fight over the pizza crust. So that's something what it looks like when I dance, which makes me very happy to report that I will not be on stage for the Hot Chocolate Social, which is presented by Scissortail Park and Elevate, a dance studio. In this wintry recital, Elevate dancers will share their grace and skill with a socially distanced crowd on the great lawn of Scissortail Park in this wonderful OKC green space. And true to the event's name, there will be hot chocolate as well as food trucks and a family-friendly atmosphere. So grab the kids, grab a blanket, and come down to Scissortail Park for this wonderful holiday presentation. More information is available at scissortailpark.org. You're picturing it still, aren't you? Me dancing.
I've seen it. And you're not
wrong.
You
know that description. Yeah, I was going to say that description is spot on. It's spot on.
It really is. That's put into words what I have only had nightmares about. did you ever watch The Truman Show and think, that's the life, man? Well, this isn't quite that. But if you head to the Cherokee Strip Regional Heritage Center in Enid on December 19th, you can experience history alive. This twice-monthly event takes place in the Humphrey Heritage Village, with reenactors tending shops, working trades, and socializing in the village church. If you miss this one, don't fret. History Alive runs the first and third Saturdays of every month from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Check out csrhc.org for all of the info, And if this is in fact a Truman Show, I'm very embarrassed that you guys have been watching me in the bathroom.
Greg, there's no way this could possibly be the Truman Show. Otherwise, I would hold up this green tea from Lipton and tell you how wonderful Lipton green tea is, sourced directly from Central American farmers. Lipton.
All right. Carr?
So, did you guys know that Santa is a busy guy? Really?
Night a year. I mean,
No. He has a lot of cookies to eat on the night of course, lots of reindeer to feed, and of course, elf unions to negotiate with. He's a very busy guy. So don't miss out on a chance to say hi to the big guy and earn some last minute nice points. At Medicine Park's Christmas Parade and Carnival on December 19th, there'll be games for all ages, a holiday parade, and of course, appearances by you know who.
Voldemort?
Yeah, well, you know, or Santa, whichever.
Santa, okay.
Find out more by calling 580-704-8889 or visit medicinepark.com.
Medicine Park seems like a really good place to watch a holiday parade, actually. What a great that's a really cool, I like that. That's awesome.
What's the best place to see the jolly old elf who shall not be named?
Horcruxes, that's how we get
everybody, thank you for once again tuning us in on your internet radio machine. We certainly enjoy talking to you each week. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, you can send those to us at oktpod@travelok.com. We would really love if you would do that thing where you buy our magazine that we work on. You can find that on sale at oklahomatoday.com and also on newsstands everywhere. Literally everywhere there's news that's standing around, you can probably find Oklahoma Today magazine.
And we make great gifts.
Yes.
Gift subscription is the Christmas gift that keeps on giving.
Yes. We make great gift subscriptions. We're not actually over here making gifts. We're not the workshop.
A subscription to Oklahoma Today makes a wonderful holiday gift that lasts all year.
That's true. That's true.
What I was saying.
Six issues full of all the best in Oklahoma. We hope you will download us again next week and let us shout nonsense into your ears. Thanks a lot, guys.